developed with such a speed that it was sometimes very difficult to understand what's going on the streets of Bishkek. You hear gunfire, you see buildings burnt down, and you see less people on main streets, but you also see huge crowds which might emerge suddenly from nowhere. Apart from this, it's springtime, the air is crisp and clear, and it's a very huge contrast with the overall mood. You know, the people are scared, the people are very concerned about their safety. There wasn't really such an expectation that things would change so drastically and so quickly. Life was becoming difficult for ordinary people. One could feel it on their own budget. You know, the entire weight of the, you know, new cost of rising prices, of inflation. You know, even the government feels the frustration, the growing discontent of people. The pent-up pressure, because the government wasn't allowing real freedom of assembly or wasn't allowing free speech. At some point, things will get very charged. It turned out to be uncontrollable eruption of emotions, of violence. This really changed the entire landscape in the country. It changes the operating environment for the foundation. We have two immediate goals. One is, you know, helping cover immediate humanitarian needs. The other priority is to focus on long-term areas where we could be useful for society. The foundation's mission in Kyrgyzstan is to help build the conditions for open society, where the people feel free to express their opinion, whether society is able to take care of the needs and rights of the most vulnerable, whether there is sufficient openness and transparency in the way government is run and key decisions are made. So the country is surrounded by dictatorial, authoritarian regimes. And it's a country which has been, in the past 20 years, first lauded as an island of democracy, but then dismissed as a failed state. There is a very, you know, this feeling that, you know, the regime change happened is very fragile. The potential for further violent development of conflict remains very high. With an enormous number of deaths and victims, we enter a new era of political violence, and there's unfortunately too much uncertainty at this point, you know, where the events will, in which direction the events will develop.